Okay, hey guys, welcome to the Campfire Podcast. I'm Gracie and I'm with Vicky.
Hey, what's up guys?
And we're gonna do a podcast on the effects of Greek life, and I feel like I can talk about this because I've been in Greek life. I'm at VSU.
Yeah, and I've been part of Greek life too, and I've been in for, 3 years now?
Yeah.
So yeah.
We've both been in for 3 years. And the first question I wanted to ask Vicky was, how do you think Greek life affected your college experience, for the bad or for the good?
I think it was for the good for the most part. I was super excited to just come here and start out everything on my own. And so, like, I think having that building yourself from the ground up was, like, a good experience.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah, I feel the same way. There's definitely been ups and downs in Greek life that I see there are big problems, but all in all, I feel like it gives you good connections, especially for the outside world.
Yeah,
like you
making those, like, networking. Mm-hmm.
You get to meet other people, and it kind of gives you experience of, like, having responsibilities and everything. But what are some of the cons of being in Greek life?
Well, let me tell you. I love Greek life. I love everything that it stands for, like, the whole becoming a woman while you're away from home. I like the whole idea, but it is so hard to keep up with the standards that Greek, like, expects of you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, some of it, I just feel like it's so unrealistic, because you gotta, like, have it all together all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, there's something that we kind of look for in girls in my chapter, and it's, like, that fun, thoughtful friend that has it all together.
Yeah.
And it is so hard to
Yeah, I agree. I feel like, and also being in a sorority and in college, I think sometimes the sorority might think, like, oh, you signed up for this, so it should be, like, more important than school.
Yeah,
and, like,
or even work. I mean, mm-hmm. like, you and I know we're probably one of the few people that I know that we pay our own bills.
Yeah.
You know, so it's,
yeah.
like, for us, those mandatory events that you're gonna get, you know, fine for not going, like, that's taking away from the money I need to make
yeah.
to live.
How do you feel about the people that say that we are paying for friends?
Every time I hear that, I cringe, but then sometimes I stop and I think, I'm like, is it really?
Because yeah.
if I think about it, like, would I have ever met these people? And that's kind of, like, it goes back to the first question, like, how has it changed for the better, for the good, my college experience? And, like, being in Greek life has taught me to come out of my shell and talk to those people,
mm-hmm.
especially with recruitment and stuff like that. So, like, I really did learn to, like, step out, and I feel like if I didn't join
yeah.
Greek life, then...
Yeah. I feel like I'm not paying for friends. I feel like I'm
no.
paying for an experience.
Yeah, exactly. I think that's the best way
mm-hmm.
to kind of summarize it. Because you are paying.
Yeah.
You are paying. But you're paying, I don't say that's, like, comparable to insurance. Oh, no. Here we go. No, it's just, like, comparable to insurance is when you have insurance, you're, like, you know, getting compensated for extra stuff. And then
mm-hmm.
Greek life, it's just, you know, it's compensating for those socials or for those experiences
yeah.
again.
So, a little breakdown if you're not in Greek life. Most of what we pay for go into, like, social events that we have with other people. So,
mm-hmm.
we go and we rent a space and we'll either have, like, food or a theme. And we all get together. You can drink if you're 21.
Yeah.
And there's some food. It's catered. And that's mostly what we pay for. And then we have stuff that goes beyond that, which is sisterhoods. But also, I wanted to ask you about the social probation. Do you think it's
mm-hmm.
fair for people that don't have that certain GPA to not be able to go to that stuff but still pay for it?
Oh, just like within our chapter?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I like the accountability that we're, like, held to. As far as grades go, but I think it's unfair to have to pay the same amount for the same exact things that other girls get to go to more events to.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, you and I are both going to be paying X amount of money a month, but I can only go to a quarter of it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's unfair.
Yeah.
It should be, like, cheaper or
yeah.
something.
I do think that. I think if you're on SoPro, you should have cheaper dues. Like, I mean, I know it's your fault that you don't make grades, but at the same time, everybody has a bad semester, so, like, why am I having to get, like, I'm already beating myself up for not getting that GPA that I want.
Yeah.
And now I have people saying that you're paying for something that I can't even go to.
Yeah.
And I'm watching everybody else have fun with it.
Yeah.
So how do you feel about the amount of programming or the amount of stuff that Greek life has to do on campus?
Oh, like all the mandatory stuff? Mm-hmm. I don't know. I think some of it is redundant, you know, like going, what is it called? Take Back the Night.
Mm-hmm.
I know that's supposed to be like a good awareness program, but I feel like when I go there, I'm just going to please the university as mm-hmm. a group of numbers rather yeah. than actually getting something valuable from it, you mm-hmm. know? Like, I wouldn't mind if it was something a little bit more
fun and interactive, yeah, or something.
Yeah, fun, interactive. Because, like, most of the time, it'll be just somebody coming and promoting themselves. So mm-hmm. I think one time we had a lady come up, and she started talking about her experience, and then she cut it off, and she was like, and then you gotta go buy my book. I was like, what?
Yeah.
I just loved yeah. hanging there, and it was a mandatory event. Like, yeah. That was, like, over an hour.
Yeah.
I was like, during this time, you're, like, on me about not having good grades, but then you're gonna make me go to something mandatory.
That really...
That's wasting my time.
Yeah.
So it's just, like, little stuff like that. I'm like, where's your brain?
Yeah. Also, I want to ask if you think rape culture is more, like, accepted in fraternities or Greek life as a whole. Like,
yeah.
like brush, they're in a fraternity. Like, don't talk about that. Like, do yeah. you think it's more accepted in Greek life than it is, like, with any other person?
And see, I don't know. I've never really heard about any sort of rape culture on campus.
Yeah.
Like,
mm-hmm.
I mean, if we're defining rape culture as, like, women being harassed and stuff like that, and then it's on the hush-hush after.
Yeah.
I haven't heard anything.
Yeah. Well, I feel like it's mostly because our Greek life fraternities are full of the white male. Yeah. So I feel like those are usually the ones that
would either get away with it.
Yeah, like, it's, like, hush-hush. Like, and I feel like if it's more likely to be, like, oh, Brad from Theta Apple Pie.
Oh, yeah, it was all
took advantage of her while they were drunk. And, like, it's more believable than being, like, oh, this random dude on campus. Like, yeah. I feel like people are more likely to associate Greek life with, like, that partying.
And see, that was one thing I was going to say. When we pay, like, when we're talking about what we pay for, like, we pay to party for, like, these events. But the same thing as networking events that businesses have, like, at corporate mm-hmm. level. You have these...
Yeah.
big parties or balls or whatever, and it's just a networking thing, so we're just doing it at a younger age, and I yeah. think that's, like, the only difference.
Yeah.
You know, lower budget.
Yeah. Do you think Greek life, like, makes you more prepared for life in the way of, like, learning how to manage your time?
Yeah, definitely. Like, again, it goes back to the we are expected to, like, have such this, like, high standard, but at the same time, it kind of, like, helps you either pick your battles and just, like, prepare yourself for the real world. There's something I was gonna say about, like, oh yeah, trying to be involved all the time with, like, all the events.
Mm-hmm.
You just gotta pick your battles, like,
yeah.
pick what you're wanting to be involved with, because I don't think it's possible to say that you do intramural sports, you have, like, a 4.0 GPA, you, like, go to all these social events, and you do 20 hours community service.
Yeah.
You gotta pick, do you want to go to the sisterhoods and do volunteer work, or do you want to go to the parties and,
yeah.
you know, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. But all in all, as we come to a close for this campfire, do you think, would you recommend for an incoming college freshman to go through Rush or Greek life? Would you recommend it?
Yeah, I definitely recommend it, because you don't ever want to have live your life with regrets. And if you are curious about it, I think it is best to try to get the most out of it. And it really is a good experience. You know, you meet so many close friends that either are or aren't in your chapter. So you're not really buying your friends. You're just there for the ride.
Yeah, I feel the same way. And if you're listening to this and you want to go through Greek life rush or anything like that, don't be intimidated by everything you see on Instagram. I promise we're not all that cute all the time.
yeah.
So if you really want to do it but you don't feel like you'd fit in or anything like that, I promise you that is exactly how I felt. But I found a great group of girls
mm-hmm.
that have supported mm-hmm. me, And I would say go for it. So thank you for listening.
Thank you. See you next time.
Bye.